And welcome to the Scoop Podcast. I'm editor of the Scoop, Margie Eckelkamp. Today on the podcast, we have a return guest, Hunter Carpenter. He is the Senior Director of Public Policy at the Agricultural Retailers Association. Hunter, welcome back to the podcast.
Thanks for having me on, Margie.
So we talk about it's summertime. There's a lot going on across the countryside, a lot going on in DC, but there's also some great opportunities for retailers to host their representation at their facility so they understand the nature of their business. I know this has been something ARA has worked on, producing your congressional visit guide, but share a little bit more about this past year, some of those congressional visits, the benefits of those really.
Yeah, thanks so much for highlighting this, Margie. This has been a great opportunity for ARA members to speak with their members of Congress and highlight some of what they're working on for their customers, for their farmers. This is a great way for them to stay engaged with the ag sector and to learn a little bit about how the work that they do in Washington, D.C. affects their constituents back home. So in our facility visit guide that we've put together for ARA members, it's really a comprehensive package of how to host a member of Congress at their facility. We do have not only a list of do's and don'ts, but also samples in terms of the invitation letter, media advisories, and press releases. So it's a great way for ARA members to learn a little bit more about advocacy and really, be an educator for members of Congress. So it's really is a great member service that ARA offers.
As we're kind of looking back at the summer and some of the activity that affected your retailer members, one notable thing would be in mid-July when the International Trade Commission came out and said no duties on UAN. Share a little bit about ARA's work there and moving forward in regards to any kind of countervailing duties.
So the Ag Retailers Association did oppose the petition put forward to place duties on urea ammonium nitrate from Russia and Trinidad and Tobago. This was a case that went before the International Trade Administration, the Department of Commerce, and then before the International Trade Commission. And we were pleased with the ITC's ruling that these duties would not be imposed. We've already seen an influx of UAN imports, and I believe that, it will mitigate some of the price issues that we're seeing in the markets right now. There are a whole host of reasons for why fertilizer prices have been so high. This was just another prong on that fork, but we are pleased with the ITC's ruling and want to make sure that ARA's farmer customers get the products that they need at affordable prices and in a timely manner. And we think that this will aid in that effort.
So news just in the last several days, as the president signed the Inflation Reduction Act, what can you share as far as what you guys have highlighted and called out in that piece of legislation that has implications for agriculture?
Look, we're fully aware that this is not something that was met with universal approval, passed by razor thin margin in the Senate, and then passed in the House and went to his desk for signature earlier this week. One note for the ag sector that's very important is the amount of funding, almost $20 billion in new conservation funding to support climate smart agriculture, which of course is something that ARA supports. The precision ag front is really going to do for agriculture in this century what mechanization did in the last century. We feel improving yields, helping the ag retailer and their farmer customers do what's best, not only for their field and for their crop, but also for the environment. A lot of this funding goes to EQIP, the Environmental Quality Incentives Program. There's $8.5 billion there, about $5 billion on Regional Conservation Partnership Program or RCPP funding, another $3.25 billion for CSP, and another $1.5 billion for ASEP. So There are a number of different programs at NRCS that will utilize this funding, and we're hoping that ag retailers will continue to be the trusted advisor working on nutrient management efforts for their farmer customers. And this is a great way for the ag sector to do great things for the environment as well. So we are pleased that that this funding will be made available, and continue to urge NRCS to streamline that certification process to provide for technical service providers.
Excellent. So we are talking with Hunter Carpenter. He is the Senior Director of Public Policy at the Ag Retailers Association. Hunter, I'm going to ask you a little bit more about an outlook, but first we're going to take this quick commercial break. Phycoterra ST is an award-winning seed treatment developed to supercharge your seed and the soil around it. Phycoterra ST delivers a unique mode of action by delivering a high-quality carbon source to wake up the beneficial microbes within the spermosphere where the seed first interacts with the soil. These microbes then go to work supporting germination, vigor, faster developing root structures, and stand establishment. Application is simple, and Phycoterra ST is compatible with other seed treatment products. Are you ready to wake up the soil of your winter wheat crop? Learn how with Phycoterra ST. Welcome back to the Scoop Podcast. I'm editor of the Scoop, Margie Eckelkamp, today talking with Hunter Carpenter, Senior Director of Public Policy at the Agricultural Retailers Association. Hunter, we just came off of the August primaries. We are headed into midterm elections. And I know that you and I talk off the record all the time about what's going on across the election landscape. What races are you watching? What should ag retailers know as we head into those November elections?
Well, ahead of the midterms, it's important to remember that historically the president's party loses seats in midterm elections. I don't think this one will be any different, although we've yet to see at what margin, obviously, this Dem-controlled Congress will lose seats. The last four presidents have lost Senate and House majorities, and seven of those eight chambers were lost in midterm elections. So this will be a huge year for politics in America, and will tell us who holds the gavel in those all-important committees in both of those chambers. Typically, presidents with a sub-50 approval rating lose an average of 36 seats in the midterm, and that will certainly be part of this year's election cycle. Many times, it's seen as a referendum on the president's policies and priorities. Biden has the lowest approval of any post-World War II president at this point in their term. That will certainly have an impact on the midterm elections and these races and hotly contested, middle of the road, so to speak. Voter turnout in 2018 was much higher, though, in recent midterms. So it's all about kind of who was going to show up. Among 18 to 20-year-olds, voter turnout increased by 20% in 2014, another 36% in 2018. So huge numbers of young people showing up to the polls, but voter turnout has increased across the board. That will be a huge part of what happens here. Razor thin majority for the Democrats as they hold the House and the Senate, but they're only up, I think, 10 votes in the House, and it's a 50-50 tie with the vice president breaking the tie in the Senate. So it couldn't be any closer. Democrats, obviously with these unusually narrow majorities have been able to push a lot of the president's agenda through, even though, they have these pieces of legislation like the Inflation Reduction Act have been pared down by what the president put out as his priority. So, we've seen a lot of dissatisfaction, I think, in the polls with the way folks think things are going right now in the country. So we'll see. Strap in. This will be a busy election season.
I was just going to say, your snack of choice on election night, watching those returns come in. So pack the popcorn. So also another thing that will be a focus point for the new Congress coming in will be the Farm Bill. What is setting the landscape there? What are you seeing as far as that big puzzle and how all of the pieces are starting to get settled?
Yeah, first, it's important to know that these farm bills come around every 5 years. Sometimes it's less, sometimes it's takes a little bit longer to get things done. But one of the things that the ARA tries to focus on is we want to make sure that our members are engaged in the titles of the farm bill that make the most sense to them. So we don't typically get engaged in the nutrition title. We don't typically get engaged in the commodities title, picking winners and losers in the crop space. We want to be heavily engaged in the conservation title, in the trade title, and doing what's best for our members. On the Senate side, they've already started having meetings in earnest with farmers and retailers out in the country, asking them about what's most important to them. Chairwoman Stabenow and Ranking Member Bozeman on the Senate Ag Committee have been all over the country, it seems, and we think that they'll be doing this in the House as well. I know Ranking Member Thompson has gone on a tour of multiple different areas of the country. So it'll be interesting to see what happens. Typically, this is a very bipartisan effort. We hope that will continue with a lot of funding being put into the Inflation Reduction Act. I'm not sure where the funding will be on the conservation side of things. I'm sure they'll continue to ask for more money, but that'll be interesting to watch. We're excited to make sure that ag retailers stay engaged on these issues. And we want to hear from our members on what's most important to them on the farm bill.
Well, Hunter, a lot going on, a lot that we will continue to watch. And then also we have an opportunity to gather as an industry in San Diego at the end of November, beginning of December. So tell us a little bit about the upcoming ARA conference and expo.
Yeah, well, ARA will celebrate its 30th anniversary this year at the 2022 Conference and Expo. That'll take place from November 29th to December 1st at the Manchester Grand Hyatt in San Diego. We're excited to be back in person. The theme this year is navigating the channels of ag-retail, so kind of goes along with the theme of shipping and trying to make sure that we know where we're going and we also know where we've been. So we urge our members and folks that want to stay engaged with ARA to go ahead and register. I know that the early bird expires October 14th, and we're only 100 days out, so we're excited to get back in person and maybe play a little golf at Torrey Pines.
Excellent. Well, Hunter, thank you so much for coming on the podcast, giving us a check-in with everything that you guys are holding as priorities. And we will look forward to the next time you're able to come on.
Thanks so much, Margie. Really appreciate you having us on.
So that is Hunter Carpenter. He is the Senior Director of Public Policy at the Agricultural Retailers Association. I'm editor of The Scoop, Margie Eckelkamp. Thank you so much for joining us. You can find us on Twitter at Farmers Advisor. And until we are together again on the podcast, I hope everyone has a safe and productive season.